USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House continues to reaffirm its support for Ukraine. State Department spokesman Ned Price saying while the Russians try to send the world a message with attacks in Mariupol, the United States is also sending a message standing by its Ukrainian partners. President Biden said to a group of inspectors general that they're critical to making sure federal money goes to the places it's intended, like roads, bridges, and water pipes. He explains why it's important that the bipartisan infrastructure money goes to the right place.
We've been in a situation where we used to have the number one infrastructure in the world. We now rank 13 in the world or thereabouts. And we can't be the world leader absent having the best infrastructure in the world.
The president with nothing on his public schedule Saturday. USA Radio News.
Hello, neighbor. Pat Boone here. You know, they say every dark cloud has a silver lining, right? Well, today I'm going to prove it. Rising political and economic uncertainty is increasing market volatility. This flight to safety is pushing up gold and silver prices like never before. So, to help protect listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer. Historic silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazingly low price of just
$12.50 each delivered.
That's right.
$12.50 each delivered.
While supplies last, call 800-289-2646 now, which spells 800-BUYCOIN by coin. Put a silver lining in your portfolio now. Call 800-289-2646 or online at SwissAmerica.com, 800-289-2646, and you can tell them Pat Boone gave you the number.
A new study is out regarding elderly Americans and aging.
The older you are, the less you fret about aging where you are at. The insight from a new Associated Press poll found that U.S. adults ages 65 and older feel much better prepared to age in their own homes than those in the final stretches of their working years. The outlook among those 65 and older is upbeat, with nearly 8 in 10 saying they are extremely or very prepared to stay in their current home as long as possible. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Prime.
The IRS is boosting health savings account contribution limits next year for individuals and family plans. In 2023, a person can contribute over $3,800 with an individual health plan, up from just $3,600 this year. Eligible high deductible health insurance is required to get that high number. That means individuals must have an annual deductible of at least $1,500. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
A pilot shortage is hitting nearly every airline. Contributing to the problem is not enough new pilots moving from smaller regional airlines to the major carriers. The lack of pilots is causing cancellations and delays and forcing airlines to hire buses to replace planes for shorter routes. As older and experienced referees retire, coaches say there are fewer people willing to step up to the plate and help. While most umpires are paid per game, hours are limited and there can be costs for equipment. The cost of travel is also an obstacle as gas prices continue to rise.
Every year, about half of our referees that we actually certify that year will actually quit by the end of the season.
Jennifer Pfeiffer, executive director for the Alabama Soccer Association, that audio courtesy of CBS 42 in Birmingham. Pfeiffer continues by saying adjustments are being made across the state when it comes to tournaments.
We just had a huge tournament in Alabama and Birmingham. They had 178 teams. Well, normally in some of the age groups, we have three referees, but we only used one referee per field.
And finally, Judy Garland's Wizard of Oz dress is up for auction. The blue check dress Garland wore as Dorothy in the classic film will be auctioned off next month. However, the dress will be on display at Bonham's Auction House in New York City for 6 days, starting today. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.